changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about and continue this idea, how to make 2021 the best year of your life. And so often what we do is we write out our, we don't even write it out. We declare our New Year's resolutions. I don't know about you, but for most of my life, the early part of my life, my New Year's resolutions came about like this. I was usually in a bar because it was New Year's and we were all going to celebrate the new year coming in, some sort of a bar, a party or something like that. And then someone would say, so what are your New Year's resolutions? And I would say, back then I probably was smoking cigarettes or something like that. And I would say, I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to lose 10 pounds or something like that. We'd go to these default things that we think we're supposed to do, which we know. It's the things that we know at a deeper level that we should do to improve our lives, but we don't. So then we go, boom, that's what I want. So I'm standing in this bar and I'm going to do that. And that's what I say I'm going to do. And then should all acquaintance. And then because I'm going to quit smoking and lose weight, I eat more that night than I ever have, with the idea that I'm going to eat myself full and I won't notice it when later I go on my diet. I wish I could show you this. There is an osprey, a sea eagle, right outside my window, hovering and screeching. I guess it's looking for a mate. It's so cool. Anyway, but I've got lights and I don't want to mess everything up by spinning my, I don't know if you can hear it. It is. It's a male and a female couple. It's two osprey. It's two eagles. Okay. Anyway, wow. I love where I live. I hope you do too in your own way. So back to what I was talking about. Back then, I would have made these choices. Then I would have overindulged on the very thing I said I wanted to get rid of in my life, as if that was going to somehow make it go away. But it made me actually want it more. Then by day two, day three, by day two, I'm thinking, what in the hell did I decide? Why did I decide to do this? And by day three, I'm done. Now, that is true for most people. That is why I want you to approach this year, 2021, and yep, I know we're into it, and yep, I don't want this to be a commitment that you make that goes away in 3 days. I want this to be lasting. I want this to be impactful. So remember, step number one, go back and watch all of these if you've missed any, but I'll recap them here. Number one, write out a letter. It will take you 5 minutes or less, I guarantee you. It will take you one sheet of paper or less, I guarantee you. And you write out 2021 was the best year of my life because. You then touch on all the important areas of your life. I earned $1 million. I bought a new car. I went on a trip to Saskatchewan. Whatever it is you want, write it out. The things that if it happened this year, you'd be at the end of this year, 1 year from now, as we're looking at 2022 and going, man, I don't see how anything can top 2021. Write that out. It's called future journaling. Do that first. Second thing, take one thing from the list that if you accomplish that one thing, you would feel, yes, 2021 was the best year of your life. Circle that one thing. Then what you need to do is you need to begin to focus only on that one thing and take action on that one thing right away. Take action on it starting immediately, even though you're not going to feel ready. The challenge is we always wait until we feel ready. We never do. I meditated this morning twice already. I didn't feel ready either time, okay? It's just a truism. I'm going to exercise today and I will not feel ready. You will not feel ready to move towards your goal. But when you do, things are going to start popping up for you. Remember, I've already had an email again this morning about my vision show, simply because I'm absolutely going to have a television show deal this year and wrote it out. you need to do the same thing. Then providence moves too, is the old saying. Once you know where you are going, providence, the universe, things just magically begin to open up for you. Now, even with all of those things happening in your life, chances are it's still not going to happen for you. It's still not going to work out in your favor. Damn, are you serious, Will? Yep, that's exactly right. Why? Because of what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and I invite you to go back and look at it. It's called your paradigms. Your paradigms are the things that control you. I mentioned that I am chronically, habitually late. But interestingly enough, I'm not 15 minutes late. My friend Jeff Wicker is always 15 minutes late. You can hear an ambulance going by. I've got the doors open. It's 60 degrees here. My friend Jeff Wicker is always 15 minutes late. I'm always 4 minutes late. What's the difference? Our paradigms. My girlfriend's always 5 minutes early. So together, I always joke, we're on time. So she's 5 minutes early. I'm 4 minutes late. Why is this? What is this? And no matter what I do, I mean, I can go someplace and say, I'm going to be 10 minutes early. I'm going to sit in my car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as I'm like ready to go and leave, and it's going to be 10 minutes early when I get there and I've mapped it all out, and then I'll go, where are my keys? Where the hell are my keys? Where are my keys? I can't find my keys. And then I don't make it. I'm 4 minutes late for some reason. That's a paradigm. And that's what's controlling you. And if you're multitasking or something, you need to come back to me. And if you haven't clicked share yet, you need to click share, because I'm about to tell you something that's going to rock your world, and you need to share this with everybody. Is that you already have that one thing that you profess to say that would make 2021 a successful year for you? The reason you don't already have it is because it's not part of your paradigm to have it. You should already have it. It's important to you. You want it. You've written it out. You've taken action. However, you are caught in a rut. You're literally, have you ever driven those little cars at the fair or at Disney World that they can let toddlers drive these freaking cars because there's a big metal bar in the middle, and the rubber tires go up and bump against the metal bar, but they're never, you are caught on one of those things. So here's how you get out of it. Ask yourself. So in my case, why is it that I've never gotten a television show in the past? And I had to sit down and write them out, and then I had to figure out all of the reasons. You've got reasons, okay, for why you could do this, and you've got reasons why you can't. I wrote down and I had to figure out all the reasons why I've never had a TV show in the past. And I shared them with my girlfriend. Some of them made her angry. I said that I'm not handsome enough to be on television. I'm not good looking enough. Thank you. She said that was totally wrong. I said I'm not charismatic. I said that I'm awkward when I walk. I was coming up with all kinds of things. I think I look funny when I walk. I have an odd walk. I don't know why. We all have these weird things, and I had to write all of those things down. I had to open up that box, and I had to look in it, and it was hard. It was hard. What if I come up with this idea for a TV show and no one's interested? What if I come up with it and it goes big, and then what happens? Then my life is out of my own control. Then all of a sudden I'm flying here and flying there. And then I thought, I'm already flying here and flying there. And I look back and I thought, I had a lot of these same fears before I sat down and wrote my first book. I'm in control of my life. I'm in control of my calendar. I don't need to let things scare me. Things are exciting and they're meant to be. I had to write all these things down. So you need to see what that little rail is that your little Disney car is caught on. And you need to go in there and you need to take a hammer and a chisel and you need to bust up that rail. And you need to do it by arguing with the thoughts that you've had in the past. So here's what you do. Got this from Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor got it from somebody else. But do this. I've done this. I wrote out all of those things about myself that I had beliefs that were keeping me there. I wrote out all the negative ones. You've got to write them out. But looking enough to be on television. I'm too old. I'm 60. I'll be 61 in a couple of weeks. I'm too old, etc. I'm bald. Okay. I know it sounds crazy to you, but these were real things in, that were deep there that I had to dig for. And you got them too. If you want to have that one thing this year, you got to dig them up. All right. Write them out. And I mean this. You must. Pen or pencil, write them down. Do not type them. Do not speak them out loud. You must write them out, because when you're done writing them out, you're going to tear them out and you're going to burn them. And I mean B-U-R-N, burn them. I have mine already torn out. I was waiting until today when I made this message to you. And then I'm going to take them down to the grill here where I live, and I'm going to light them and burn them. It's ceremonial. You need to do this. The other thing I have done is I have written out an affirmation about my television show. I have a number one Emmy Award winning major network television program with major product tie-ins running in dozens of markets around the world, carrying the complaint-free message to millions of people every single week. And I say that to myself every time. So first of all, identify and get rid of all the negative things. Then write out the opposite. Take each one of them and write out the opposite. I am good looking enough for television. I get on TV basically every morning with these jump starts. You guys haven't run away screaming and poked your eyes out. So I think I'm okay. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You literally have to write out the opposite. Write out the opposite. Burn the original, and then burn the opposite, the positive, into your brain by reading it over and over on a daily basis. In my case, I had 14 reasons why I could never be on TV, right? Wrote them all out. Wrote out the exact opposite. Wrote out all of those exact opposites. And then I read them every single day. And I made a recording of them using voice memo on my phone. If you don't know how, ask a teenager. They'll teach you. It's very easy. And it's 11 minutes long. It is me reading in my own voice what it is that is true about myself that will cause this thing to come for me, that's going to break up that little track that's keeping my cart stuck in the belief that I can't have a major successful television show. I'm going to read that every morning. I read it, rather, into the voice memo. So when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is, like everyone else, go to the restroom, come out, and then I press start on my coffee pot. I put in my headphones, and as I am taking out Teddy, I listen to my own voice burning into my brain the positive opposites to the negatives that anchored my paradigm. Think of all of those little beliefs as nails in the track that's holding you there, that's keeping your car there. You got to bust those up every single day, every day, every day. Why? Because you've been repeating the negatives that have kept you trapped for your life. So now you've got to start repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, repeating it in the opposite. And you may not have even realized you were repeating it, but at a subconscious level, you were. All of your paradigms are controlled by your subconscious mind. And there's only two ways to change the subconscious mind: an emotional shock. Or, like, for example, I know someone who's deathly afraid of water. Why? She almost drowned when she was 8 years old. Emotional shock. The other way is through spaced repetition. repeating over and over and over and over again the positive things, so you load that into your brain. So what questions or comments do you have? What would you like to share with me based on what I have just said? Now, by the way, if you're watching this on demand, and I know a lot of you are, we get a few dozen to 50 people, maybe as many as 100 clicking in and out on a daily basis, but then we get thousands after. And I check your comments, so feel free to share with me what's going on with you. So Hannah says she grew up in Saskatchewan. And by the way, if you want your friends and family to have a great 2021, do me a favor, would you? Can I ask you a favor? Click share. Would you click share right now? You'll see it right beneath this message, and you can just click share. Sounds great. Thank you. Robin Flaherty is here. Good morning, she says. And let's see. Hey, Meemaw says, good morning. I love somebody named Meemaw. That is such a Southern thing. I don't know if you are Southern, but I love that. Fear contaminates hope, right? Don't be fearful. Yay, that's exactly right. Speak the truth, March. Burn down the negative reinforcements. Burn up the positive reinforcements. Way to go. Ed always has a marvelous way of putting things very, very succinctly, and I appreciate it. Now, watching you with my son today, and we can't wait to watch your successful, inspiring, and amazing TV show coming soon. We just know it. You know what? I see it. And the interesting thing is, as I've shown this and I've shared this with several people, they're all like, there's nothing like this on television. There's absolutely nothing like this on TV. The way it is categorized is it is a contestant hybrid hidden camera show within the personal development genre. I think I said that right. Everybody click share and then tell us you shared it, would you? Always tell us you shared so I'll know you did. Meemaw said she shared. Hannah says, that's so amazing. I want to write a book this year, and your paradigm info is right on point. Hannah, if you want to write a book, start writing a book. Start today. Write the book. Literally write the book. Don't do anything else until you write a little bit. Start writing. That was the hardest part for me. The very first time I started writing, I had no idea what I was going to write about, had no idea what I was going to do with it, etc. Hemingway got up every single day and he wrote for 6 hours. He was in his chair by 6 a.m. He was done by noon, after lunch, bar, or fishing by 1. He can do it. You can too. Just do it. He says, I realized I had a belief that no one ever listens to me since I was around 7 or 8. I took that conscience observation to change it. Change it. Find examples of where people have done that. Jerome, you're one of my best sharers. Thank you. You always do. As is Ed and Ashley. Thank you. Thank you so much. I realize I'm bouncing around here. Meemaw says, I know you will help the contestants in care and love. So many reality shows are about shame, unfortunately. You're absolutely right. Somebody keeps trying to get me to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and all those others. And I said, you know what? I just don't even want that in my consciousness. And to me, that's coming from the wrong standpoint. Mine is all about helping people change. And I'm excited about it. And every day I get a bit more ideas about this. So thanks, everybody, for clicking share. I will see you live tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. If you haven't joined our complaint-free meditation group, before you and I get together and do this jumpstart every morning, we have our complaint-free meditation group. We get together and we meditate. And if you have not checked it out, go to complaintfreemeditation.com. You have a 30-day free trial. And after that, it's only $25. And if you can't afford $25 to get yourself clean and serene for your day, your priorities are messed up, check it out. Complaint-free meditation. There are hundreds of meditations on all of it. Look forward to seeing you there. And if not, I'll see you tomorrow morning here. Thanks, everybody. Love you all, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying. flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing